It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Mattis-Rider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1981, recorded Thursday, March 28th, 2024. Storage by the gallon. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity has two more gadgets from Spring Fling. He also has a unique storage solution plus the last of my office gadgets, and this one will help with the medical bills. All next on the Giz Whiz!
It's the same old show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs, growing glowing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now!
And here he is! Our medical bill consultant, Dick D. Bartolo. How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, sir. I'm looking for this thing. It pays your bills automatically? Well, don't tell me.
No, okay. Not quite, no. But it may help avoid some unnecessary medical bills.
Wow.
Big claims from a small gadget.
That's all right.
The crappy corner. Good. You got something to look forward to.
That sounds very good. We're having a terrible spring here, raining and
oh no,
and wind, and I don't think we've hit 50 yet. I think during the winter we hit 60 at some point, but not in spring.
So far it has been warming up over here in Florida. It has been windy and rainy, definitely.
Oh.
But a lot warmer today. Once the wind died down, it was like 75. The sun was out. It was amazing. It was amazing. So
no,
we get these little windows of absolutely perfect days, and then a reminder that it's the wet season kind of the rest of the time at the moment.
Yeah. The funny thing, Mother Nature doesn't care. Cherry trees in the park are blooming. The tulips are up. Oh, and I found out something interesting. I've been feeding the squirrels when we go out with Charlie into the park. A lot of squirrels running around. So I started bringing shelled peanuts to the park. But now the birds and the pigeons follow the squirrels. So as soon as you put something down, unless the squirrel is like the road runner.
Yeah. The birds pounce? So,
yeah. No, they don't. They go and they beat the squirrel to the nut. So there's another lady feeding them, and I said to her, "How are you feeding them? Because every nut I put down," she said, "Oh," she said, "I carry peanuts in a shell because the birds don't want it."
Oh.
And so I bought 5 pounds of peanuts in a shell. And the squirrels are very funny. Every squirrel does the same thing. They pick it up. They smell one end. They flip it over in their fingers. They smell the other end. And then they just take it and bring it somewhere. I'm not sure what they're checking for.
It's like a dog that needs to meet its neighbor, you know. You just sniff one end, meet the front, meet the end.
Yeah.
And then we're good.
It's like that. I can't determine.
It's Mother Nature.
Looking
it's
like,
built in.
Yes.
You should see. Can you just buy acorns or something like only squirrels would like? I mean, I guess the shelled peanuts.
The shell. No, this works. This works fine. This works fine. So.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Smells the same. Checks out. Let's head out.
I can take this home. This works. This works.
Have you ever seen one rejected?
No.
Hmm. That may tell you something. This is a scientific problem. We've got to investigate.
They like it.
That's great.
They like it. And
yeah,
you,
mostly,
what's happening there?
Oh, gosh. Mostly the weather changing to be warmer. There's been a day or two that I've been able to make it out to the pool. You may see me. We should do like a color comparison. See how tan I get over time. Because with the move to Florida, I'm definitely trying to spend as much time outside as I can.
Oh, you have to put pool gadgets on your
outdoor
list.
Adventure gadgets.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, pool gadget. I actually, in fact,
Is it your pool in your backyard?
No. So
it's
this
like
is
a community pool?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Oh, okay. Now that I went from a homeowner to a renter, and I am fully embracing the renter lifestyle. I love it because, you know, not so much in New York, maybe, but in Florida, all these apartments have insane amenities. Like, they have their own pool that you can use for that the apartment maintains, or a gym, or some of them have car washing stations or pet washing stations, or, and I can think of a whole bunch of, you know,
So here we have a front door. We have a bell.
Boiler that boils water in the basement.
A boiler. Yes. A mailbox.
Yeah. Trash on the stoop. Yeah, exactly. owning my house, of course, I dreamed of the day that I could own a pool, and, you know, I could see a neighbor or two that had a pool. And now that I'm renting, oh my, you know, something to be said about renting. I don't got to worry about the pool at all. I could just go over to, you know, once you buy the pool, hey, that's super, you know, if you were doing it privately, like in my own house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Buy the pool, crazy expensive. I mean, that's like $50,000 gone. And then maintaining the pool is either a headache for you, or you have to hire that out. That's a few hundred dollars a month. Not to mention any other maintenance issues that you might have. You know, we had that big freeze in Texas. I know the people with pools.
Oh, right, yeah.
That was a big deal. And so now that I'm a renter, it's like I get access to a pool. I don't have to worry about it. And it's a nice big pool with loungers and tables and stuff. You know, I don't know. I really see the light when it comes. And when I was younger, weirdly, I feel like I never appreciated that. Moving out into college, it's like, who wants to go to the pool with all these strangers? Anyway, my life has changed. That's my update for the week.
Okay.
The pool is awesome.
We'll jump in. So the first thing is, there are two things in this video. One is, do you know the toy called Stumble Guys?
The game.
Yeah, the game.
Is it a game called Stumble Guys? I think it's video game.
It's a video game.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a video game. Okay, so Stumble Guys was showing a company is now building or making plush toys and tangible toys to play outside of the video game.
Oh.
But they had a money booth.
They were giving money?
Where you go in and you can catch money.
Yes, well, it's like a money tornado. Catching and stuffing.
You'll see me in the booth.
Oh, fine.
And I said, do you get to keep the money? And she said, no, it's fake money. And I said, it looks very real. She said, no, it's fake money. So you'll see the whole thing, but I don't think it's fake money.
Oh, my
gosh. Okay.
This is going to be our new strategy to fund the show. We just got to go
there.
Yes,
exactly. Exactly.
Find the free money pits.
Yeah. I learned one thing. When you get in a booth like that, it does cut the mic out for some reason.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Can't get through there. And second of all, I don't know how mic. I don't know what happened to mic, but I just did 30 seconds of her showing the toys. And then I put in a 30-second commercial so you could see that. And then there's something new from Nerf at the end. So here we go.
Oh, the money. The money. Show me the money. Yeah, that looks like a real $5 bill. Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
There's no way that's fake money.
I know. I'm thinking. I'm thinking. How?
That's a real 20 there.
Yes.
Check out. You got a lot of stuff on that.
Oh, I got this.
$20. My God.
Did they let you keep it?
No.
Oh. Well, if it's fake.
Yeah, there we go. Perfect.
Yeah, that was, they were going to have the YouTubers come by later, and they needed to save the cash.
That could be.
For the big
guy. These are showing all the characters from the video game of Stumble Guys. And then to make it look a little more interesting, this is their 30-second commercial.
Run fast, avoid the obstacles, and jump to be the first stumbler to be qualified. New Stumble Guys toys for you to collect. Create your own race with the included map. Discover all exclusive collectible and articulated action figures. Unveil the legendary keychains, figures, clip-ons, and have fun with the coolest plush collection. Stumble to victory. Get the new Stumble Guys collectible toy line from PMI.
As I was leaving the event, I was handed the Nerf Super Soaker XP 100. So I went online to find it. There it is, Nerf Super Soaker XP 100. What a blast. And I'm thinking, how could this thing be $48 or almost $49? So I kept looking. I put in micro, and then finally I found that this is actually the nano. Okay, the nano super soaker for like $5. It's said to shoot 18 feet, but it's been very cold in New York. One night it was 27, so I don't want to be shooting mini icicles. So in the summer I'll try it, okay? But they're both called the XP 100. Super Soaker.
Ooh.
Yeah. Also, cool. I was thinking, I wonder how the people who make World's Smallest feel about, you know, I guess the World's Smallest would be way smaller than this one. Okay.
Yeah.
This
they one. Still, I guess they give them a centimeter or two to make it.
This.
Yeah, I know. They're kind of after this, like the first party. This is like they took the idea and made it themselves.
I can't imagine how this could shoot 18 feet. But I'll try it when it gets warmer.
A big room.
Yeah, in the backyard. Yeah.
That is so funny. So the Stumble Guys thing is pretty interesting. So Stumble Guys. Is a game that's very similar to another game called Fall Guys. Fall Guys became super popular and kind of took over internet culture for a little while.
Isn't there a TV game show that's sort of like this too?
You're thinking of there's a few sort of like wacky. Sort of shows where you're
big
like
balls,
yeah,
roll
jumping
down
on stuff, and wipe, knock out, wipe out. There's
yes,
a few
yes,
different,
I think, yeah.
No. And the video game is very. It's all they're all using each other as inspiration. Yes, definitely. And so you have this little character, and you're avoiding obstacles, and you may start with 100 other real people all trying to get to the end, and the first person to get through all the obstacles wins. And each game may last like, you know, 5-7 minutes, that type of thing.
Oh, okay.
And so a lot of these would be a lot of the characters. So this is a lot of almost like merchandise for the show and for the show, for the video game.
She said, like from $10 to $25. Oh, you can buy the whole set for like $30 instead of buying individually. Anyway, if you're a Stumble Guy fan, you can now buy. That's not 18 feet. Maybe they meant 18 inches. No, it says feet.
I'm wondering, though, so what does that mean? Feeling a drop of water from 18 feet away?
Oh, you're right. Yeah, yes.
You know, is that what that means? You know, like someone spit on you from 18 feet away? Like, I think that would count. That is so funny. Okay, yeah. Good.
All right, so now I found something very interesting, and this is it.
Looking for a way to add more storage. I saw this on Amazon, world famous brand called Installation.
Okay. I've heard of them a lot.
This instruction book is really, it is all the languages, and English is like the third or fourth one. And so we'll figure it out. All right. So
It is a storage stackable cube.
Whoa, packs down like small.
I like industrial green.
Yeah, it looks brown in the video.
Open side.
Oh, the ends are green.
Open back.
That's also wrong because it's the front.
It locked it.
Was that magnets?
It builds itself. There's a wipe there. It's so typical. Dennis has been having trouble with his little Google device, asking it to play his favorite BG Adair. I shouldn't say it too loud. So it would not do it, and I went in and tried it, and it wouldn't do it. And then
it decided now's the time.
Start recording. It starts playing it very loud, and you know, copyright infringement. So that's why we had to stop and pick this up. All right, so we open the next thing. It just locked in place, and then you open the next one, and you just click it, and it's in place, and then. Wait a minute. Oh, I was gonna say, where's the top? What the heck? You know what?
These are cool.
These are nice. Oh, and locking handles. Look at this.
What in God's name?
You pull the handle out to close it and to open it. I like this a lot. I think it's $35. And it comes in different colors. See the top? You can stack them and then lock them. And, oh my goodness, has built-in wheels. This is, you know what? As you saw, this was amazingly easy to build. And in the commercial, they showed putting toys in it. So we're going to put our little giraffe in here. Oh, no. He doesn't fit. What's going on?
He definitely won't fit now.
He's definitely not going to fit.
He's expanding.
I'll have to get a second one and make a hole in the top.
He's going to have to go sideways.
It's from Magoo. My neighbors. No. I don't want to wake the neighbors.
When you're tired of hearing them, you just put them away.
Good night.
You know what?
Anyway, that's it. We'll find out the name on Amazon. I really think this is pretty swell.
So to answer someone in the chat room, it does say that you can open the doors or open the top to get whatever's in there out. But also you can buy stacking units, and of course then only the top unit will open. But I thought it was very clever. The interesting thing was, it was, I think, can you go to their website?
Yeah,
I think it was
Amazon.
$36.
$35.99.
Right. And you can buy a stack of three for $90. So it would be $30 each. But last night when I was typing up the show, I was on Amazon trying to find the link to this. And I found a link to a different company. Look at this.
So I
ordered these, and I'll do it on next week's show. If they're the same, they look the same.
They're only $12 each.
$12. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, they're slightly different.
Yeah.
But
and
that's
does this
a big
pass,
difference.
Is that hole on this side, does that go all the way through?
No, the hole, I think, is a handle. I think it did not go all the way through.
Interesting.
But
these are really cool. Yeah,
you know, someone's saying they think it's smaller. I've never seen things like this measured in gallons. But this is 13 gallons. This one's 13 gallons, and the other one was 13 gallons.
Oh, yeah. So. I have about 5 gallons of T-shirts and maybe 10 gallons of pants. Yeah. I got a store. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. You know what? I didn't. It wasn't big enough because I forgot I had 2 quarts of socks.
This is not Americans not knowing metric system. Okay, I think that this is, you know, the factories in China, they're trying to get on the Americans in the American market, and they're like, what do they use? They use gallons.
Gallons. That's what
not in. Yeah. They don't use meters. They use gallons over there. Tell them how they do it in gallons. They'll be so happy and buy so many of our boxes.
It was very funny. Anyway, it's interesting.
Yeah, those are cool.
Yeah.
They seem sturdy, we'll see. And I can't believe how quickly it snapped together. And easy to unassemble, too. Like, that was, a definite thought was, if it was temporary, like, winter clothes, I could now store the storage by folding it and putting it away. Or they kind of snap together and they're locked together.
You know what? You can unsnap it. It says you can snap it and store it. It's 3.5 inches high in its folded position.
Interesting.
So cool. I like these. Yeah. If the $12 ones worked, that'd be the way to go.
Now, I was a little sad that the wheels seem to be locked in in one orientation.
Yes.
And if I wanted to store it the other way, I wish that I could rotate. You know, have it slide a different way.
But the reason they did that is because when you stack them,
the groove falls into the lid where the wheels sit. I see.
So you're right. You're right.
Yeah. Okay. Very cool. Very, very cool. What else you got for us?
I have something that, well, the story's in the video.
I was cleaning Disneyland. The dentist walked in and said, you know what? If you want to sweep the floor, I have a neat little gadget I just bought at the hardware store where you can sweep and collect the dirt without having to bend over. So I use it and it worked great. And so I wanted one and I wanted instant gratification. Okay. This is 10 o'clock at night. And so I go on Amazon. And you know, there are filters off to the left. So I clicked Prime and next day delivery. All right. And of course I had to get a deluxe model. So I got one that has teeth to clean the broom. And I wanted the broom to have a bigger handle. And it came today and it looks more like it might be a Barbie, like a Barbie dollhouse size. So I thought,
it's foldable.
Let's see what's in it. It's supposed to be bigger.
How foldable could it be?
And sturdier than this. So I expected a longish box. But anyway, if you don't know about, I didn't even realize that these gadgets were made. There are tons of them. Oh, I see. Adjustable handle. I thought it would be a ring and you would. My guess is the adjustable handle, if you put in as many pieces as you want. All right. I guess that's a way to do it. All right. So then I guess that sounds like metal. It is metal. So that part's good.
And padded handles. Each piece has a padded handle.
And the teeth part. Let me show you this. You know what? Actually, this is kind of nice. When you're done sweeping the floor, you run the broom there and pull it up.
Ah, and get all that hair out.
Cleans.
Good for Charlie.
Cleans this brush.
Yeah. Oh, Charlie doesn't shred much. Good for your kids. Your dog shed?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You need a handle for the
border collie, and then, you know, Charlie's like a mutt, so.
And then it said, make sure you get one where one part clicks onto the other.
Yeah.
That. You can't screw this up, I don't think, but we could try.
Well, you're screwing it together right now. I don't know what you're saying.
All right, that's part one. I guess the deal is if you want a short handle, just leave out one of these or two of these. This is kind of fun. It looked tiny in the box. So
sort of doesn't look like this could fit in there.
They save money on product designers, the packaging.
Boy, that.
And then when I'm done, I'm going to say.
The only decision was Times New Roman.
So that you
and then
can
they
judge if mine is as good as yours.
I said that I'm going to have Dennis clean my apartment to see if it's as good as
this is done.
His unit.
And then it clicks on.
Good plan. Very good.
To this.
Work smarter, not harder.
Get it in there.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow. Okay. Little dinky.
It's a competition all of a sudden.
It's a plasticky thing.
But it came with dirt in it. So.
Yours came with dirt. Oh, there's a bag of dirt in here. Oh, no, for free dirt. Send in this coupon. Oh, wow.
That is so, so funny.
Yeah, I like this thing a lot, and I could not believe. Take a guess at the price.
Oh, I'd get.
Dennis paid
guess,
18 for his.
Okay, I was gonna say 25 for yours.
Okay, and now you can look.
Is that okay? Okay, wait. I haven't even clicked it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait. Boop. Is this right?
Yeah.
Or am I not signed in? Is this a not signed in?
Oh, maybe not. You know what? Maybe. Okay. I only paid $15. But maybe that's why it was so cheap, because I was signed in. But still in all, $24 doesn't seem bad when his was $18.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. Honestly, I think, as a pet owner, that hair thing is the most annoying. Because the only other option... And you're swiping, and you got hairs stuck to the bristles. You go. It's the only thing you got. Yeah. You got either that or you're going to go down there and pick it off with your hands. I hate that.
Yeah.
That's great. Huh. Yeah, I am interested. That it seems like it would be worth that. So, I mean, no knock on it.
Yeah. Yeah. But you see that the handle that says expandable, doesn't it look like you can move the handle up or down?
Yeah. They're like expandable. Down. You can remove a section if you want.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool. Now, have you ever seen a vacuum dustpan?
Oh,
this
wait
is the
a minute.
Upgraded. Okay, if you're really trying to get Dennis jealous, okay, and this is like a keeping up with the, what are they, the neighbors, what are the Jeffersons, what are they calling? Keeping up with the Jeffersons situation. So I saw one of these at where I get my haircuts done. So he was, sweeping up the trimmings from the past customer. He goes up to this little thing, and he just slides it into the machine, and it sucks it up. Look at that. So it's basically just a floor vacuum that you bring the dust close to it and it activates. And then
is there a roller in there then to suck it up?
No, it's just pure suction. Your broom is what is moving.
You sort of shove it into the.
Right. And so see that little light? It's like detecting that your broom is there. So then it turns it on. And so how much would you pay for the. Vacuum dustpan.
My guess is that thing is going to be at least $69.99.
Chat room, I have purposely hidden the price because the price shocked me. I was going to suggest that you get it, and then the price was
$99.99.
Off from what I expected. I'm so glad it was $69. Here we go. It is...
$200.
And I cannot find a good competitor. It doesn't seem like the only competitors are themselves, just a different version. It's this iVac company. So that the only other option is like a cheaper version of the same thing. Isn't that
1400
crazy?
1400 watts. You could heat your house with it.
It's a professional piece of equipment. Is what it seems like they need. I think this is a great idea. I could see put that in the kitchen, And, you know,
even sucks. Scooter X found it for $134.
Whoa! Even AliExpress is charging.
Oh my
quite
gosh.
A lot. Yeah.
Wow.
That's much less expensive. That's a lot.
Yeah,
off.
No, I like, I'll stick with my dustpan, my manual dustpan.
Right. At some points, the robots are just too expensive. With that, let's move on to something that's not that expensive, but crappy.
You don't
in...
need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie, it has been teased, but here it is. The medical device that could possibly save America thousands of dollars.
Wow.
Maybe.
Wow.
Possibly. Here it is. Now, the theme is office gadgets. So, anyway, I recorded a video. It all makes sense. Let's take a look.
Hey, Diggity. Right. So, we are back with another Crappy Corner. And today, I have probably the most important medical device in history. This is going to save
I
the U.S.
smell a
economy
switcheroo.
So much money with all of the doctor's visits that will be missed. Let me explain. Here is the gadget. This is how it comes from Amazon. And I've heard through the grapevine that there is a pandemic, an epidemic, an absolute horrible situation. Okay, people are getting carpal tunnel from this motion. Control C. Ah, I can feel the cramps now. Control V. I need to book a doctor's appointment immediately and get prescription drugs for my carpal tunnel. This is going to save the whole medical industry a lot of money. Introducing the dedicated. You can make it really whatever you want, but here,
what?
I think you got the point. The dedicated copy and paste button. I didn't expect it to not be assembled before I opened it. There we go. You can thank me later,
God.
Medical industry. Okay, so this is the gadget, copy and paste button. It comes with a very long cable, USB-A on one end, micro, a USB on the other. Same thing, micro USB over here. You got a few little feet. You have two buttons. And then, of course, it comes with all of these keycaps. You get two completely blank ones, which is kind of cool. And then you get a black paste one. So I guess if you really needed some high contrast between the copy and the paste keys, there you go. So those are the five buttons that you get. You also get a little, I guess this is a keycap remover, which is kind of silly because it's pretty easy. Typically a keycap remover is when there's like an edge or more, more keycaps. With only two, it's very simple to go in there and grab them. So a keycap remover is actually pretty hilarious that they provided that. The USB cable that they give is, say, about a meter long, so about 3 feet. We're going to plug it in to a USB hub that I have here, and that will control the computer behind me. So it should be right out of the box. I think it's plug and play. I did get a cool little like animate. Oh my gosh, it's RGB on top of that. I cannot wait to read the instructions about how to use this. Oh wait, here they are. Here's the
quick start
guide here. I'm gonna take a quick look at this, read it, and see what I gotta do to get it a working. Here, let me just double check. If I hit this button, and then I hit this button. Oh, it works! Oh my gosh, so copy is on the left, paste is on the right, so I'm hit the paste key. Done. Oh my gosh. Now, when I'm bored,
you have to highlight with the mouse,
copy.
Right?
Yes.
Paste. That is a lot of whiz.
Okay.
That is some wisdom. I'm going to take a quick look right before I cut the video off, and we'll be right back with my final thoughts. Okay, so I'm glad that I'm actually reading the instructions because it had the way to change it. You know, I was wondering, you know, you've got some RGB things, and I also saw online that you could actually change the keys to be different things. I'm wondering, okay, without software, without a CD, without something, how are we going to do that? They say go to seyodevice.com, and it redirected to /device. We're going to search for a device, and this is it. This is the one that we have connected to the computer. It looks like it pops up in like almost like a JavaScript window. We're going to hit connect. It says there's a firmware that we updated. All of this is happening through the browser. No installation of anything. I just went to it in Chrome, which is honestly pretty cool. Oh, look at this. It's like blinking green. The browser is controlling my keyboard. Am I done? It didn't say anything, so we'll hit search again. There it is. Oh, look at this, BL mode. Interesting, okay, I'll hit connect. Wow! I'm really impressed with the two-button gadget that we got. Look at this. So, I wonder if this will look a little better. Okay, so I assume, look at this, I can change whatever mode I want. So I click to this side, I can change the mode, and it mentions a description of what each of these mean. So if I wanted A plus B plus C plus D, is that in the instructions?
So you can do control alt delete as a button?
In the instructions. Anyway, so yes. Yeah, it looks like it's not exactly right, but pretty kind of cool. Custom mode, do not use, is one of the modes. Okay. That's a little bit suspicious, but you can see how you could change all of this to whatever you want. Here's the light settings over here. So I should be able to change. It looks like I'm changing, I guess this one. Oh, it's a gradient. Let's not go to a gradient. Let's go to static. Let's set it just to straight up red. Submit. We got it on red. Look at that. We'll turn the other one to a nice gizwiz green. Submit. Oh, I'm still on gradient. Let me go to static. And then we can go to gizwiz green. Submit. There we go. And we got a little red-green action. I'm pretty impressed with it. Obviously, it's a little bit weird. We all saw some weird stuff in the menus. But honestly, for what it is, I think it's pretty cool. It is useful, and you can kind of customize, do whatever you want. Back to you guys.
Yeah, so basically, like you had mentioned, Control-Alt-Delete is, yeah, you could set this to be a key command of multiple keys. You could set it to be like a repeating thing. You can kind of customize what the actual buttons do through that interface online. It looked a little hacky.
Could someone get into your computer through that?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay.
So my thought is it is just a keyboard. I don't think it'll copy. To me, the worry would be like key scraping, like copying down key data. But this isn't like a passroom or anything. It's its own little thing. You're not going to be typed, you know, as long as you don't feed it your password in the web page thing as like a fast key thing. I don't think it's gonna be able to really do anything to your system. So yeah, you could have it type LOL faster. You can make it say LOL. inexpensive. So it's only $12.99. There's a $2 coupon available. It comes in a few different colors. And then
did you see Scooter X's?
Yes. In fact, this may be one of the better, you know, sometimes they're hits, sometimes they're missed. This is a hit. Hit, ladies and gentlemen. We have found this gadget for so inexpensive. By we, I mean Scooter X has found.
Is it the same?
It's very similar for 50 cents.
Oh, my God.
One, that not even one, sorry, 049, 49 cents, free shipping. And same two keys. Now, it looks like the LED may be just a singular LED instead of the dual LED.
Oh,
I don't know. It looks a bit different, but So what? And then he also found, or they also found a 3 version. Look at this. Copy, paste, cut. Oh, I like that. And that one is also only 50 cents.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. And look, there's their little software.
Yeah.
Mini keyboard. In fact, what's funny is I think I've had this mini keyboard software installed on my computer before. But yeah, I think this is just really incredible. If you want dedicated keys, I'm sure we found a 3 version, found a 2 version. I'm sure there's a 1 version. You want a single button?
No, I like this. I'd like to have control, alt, delete as 1 key.
Yeah. Boop. And then here, I could, might be able to see if I can make this work right now. Oh, I put my hub down there. So no, I can't. But anyway, that's the idea. If you want to get it from Amazon, $10. If you want to get it from AliExpress, 50 cents. And I think it's a very good office gadget. Maybe a medical gadget. Maybe. The jury's still out on it being carpal tunnel, the cure for carpal tunnel. But it might save a few folks. With that, let's move on to Nick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Nick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn.
Okay, no one sent in a new viewer video this week, but someone who signs their email a forever fan, Selena Johnson, a.k.a. OG Mom.
My mom! OMG
says,
Mom.
Hi, Dick and Chad. I saw this article, thought of the Gizwiz show and the iconic drinking bird. I thought you would enjoy learning that the drinking bird has the ability to convert energy into electricity. And she was originally reading it in a CNN article that is current, but she said that she found an old video. Well, she found the video.
And it is very old. I mean,
the video is 10 years old.
It's 4x3. It's so old. 16 years old. Look at that.
16 years old. But she said, like, the first 2 minutes of it are pretty interesting. Okay. So let's play it.
And what you're looking at right now is the solution to the world's energy problems. And I'm not being facetious here, but this that little bird you see bobbing back and forth.
What we found out about this
was an invention, in the back in the 30s.
And 16 years ago?
Very inexpensive item, probably sells for less than $10. And don't ask me how it works, but it has something to do with thermodynamics and heat engines, and there's some substance inside the bird's body there, and when he takes a drink of water, he basically cools the top portion of his head, and the substance inside his body goes down, and it really goes on sort of like perpetual energy forever. What I've done is connected the shaft where that bird is revolving around to a little electric generator. There it is right there. I took it off of a little CD player. And a motor and a generator are really the same. If you turn a motor, it produces electricity. And those wires then are hooked up to this little microamp meter. And you can see every time that bird moves, you see that little meter there, that's generating, I'd say about 3 microamps of electricity. Now, that's not a munificent amount of electricity, but
the
we're
word,
talking millions of these
word
birds
today.
Working in tandem. So that's where you come in. We're looking for some serious investors here. If you don't have more than $1 million, don't even bother calling me. But we need a place to house all these birds. And I got a couple little, small little minor details to work out. But basically, if we get enough of these birds working together and hook them all up and hook them up to the grid, it's going to solve the world's energy problems. Now, if you'll notice, He's an environmentally friendly guy.
You could go out there if you want. Pollution
involved. You can also tell he's 16 years old because the format of the YouTube video is just going. One shot. A guy just talking. That's great.
That is a riot. So you do we need
like
several
us. Actually,
million
we're older than this video. The Giz Whiz is an older show than this video, isn't it?
Oh, that's very funny. Yeah, that's very funny.
Wait, this video was uploaded 2 years after the first Giz Whiz.
Oh, my God.
We cannot make fun of this bird. That is so funny.
No,
this
we
is
had
breaking
one
news 2 years into the Giz Whiz show. That's crazy.
That is
sorry,
so
it
funny.
It took a little while, but we finally reported on it.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Selena, get us this stuff sooner.
Yeah, exactly. No,
Selena, that's a very funny video. Thank you for finding that.
I just feel like we need to invest in them with that many micro ants. You know, I'm no mathematician, but eventually it seems like I'd amount to something. What do we need? 5,000, 6,000?
Yeah.
Of them, you know. Yeah.
You could charge your phone in like a week.
Exactly. I mean, it's a few milliamps, so we'll need at least a milli, so 1,000. So then if we want to get like 5 amps, this is like a typical charge. You only need 5,000 birds. Free energy.
Exactly.
That's great. This is great. Okay. Well, if people do have videos, how can they send them?
Okay. So we do need a video for next week's show. We're looking for someone new. Okay. Someone who hasn't made a video before. Just use your smartphone, horizontal format. You can be in it if you want, or just talk over it as you show the gadget. Any kind of a gadget, new, old, a gadget you love, a gadget you hate, 1 to 3 minutes. Put it up on YouTube. When you upload it, there will be a drop-down menu. You can click unlisted, and you'll get a URL from YouTube where the video is. And then only people with that URL can see your video. And email it to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. If we show it, we're showing 99% of everything that comes in. You will get the current issue of Mad Magazine and Fame. And possibly pennies from people who watch it here on the Giz Whiz Show. mail@gizwiz.tv. Do it now. Do it this week.
Now.
Do it quickly.
With that, let's move on to the letter.
Now, Lawrence Wengler, W-E-N-G-L-E-R, writes, "Hi, Dick and Chad. I found a new software tool from Google that keeps me occupied for hours. If you like using Google Earth, this is for you. It's called Google Earth Studio, and it can be found at this link." You want to just, do you have that email?
Yeah, let me get it up. It's requesting permission to access my Google account.
Oh, okay.
No, it's
don't
fine.
Bother.
It's Google Earth Studio. Looks interesting here. I can kind of show you what I'm looking at here. But it's like a timeline. You get a really cool view.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You could continue with his video because he said, "Here's a sample video I created. It's Chad's dream home in Orlando."
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. It's zooming in. This is the castle at Magic Kingdom.
Well, that's your dream home,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, honestly, I can't argue with that, actually.
Yeah.
I think that's a good dreams do come true, they say, at that location. So I hope Disney's listening.
So it's sort of like creating an image, a drone image, without needing to have a drone.
Yeah.
And you can do it any place on Earth.
Yes. Yes, that's really,
said,
really cool.
He said, "I hope you and your viewers find it as much fun as I do." Google Earth Studio.
Man, that is so cool. And it's going to be so sad when they shut it down in 3 years. Because that's what Google Lawrence. Does with Google products.
Yes, they do. They do. Lawrence Wenger, thank you for that.
Lawrence, that is really cool. It reminds me of, gosh, what was it? Steam, when this was way back in the day, Team Fortress had this really cool, like, cutscene animator tool, and they released that just to the public for people just to kind of use the tool. And it reminds me of that, because that seems very, you know, camera shot, make an animation, zoom from one spot to another. Pretty cool. Very, very cool. And then, you know, it also feels like you're slightly a NASA, you know, NSA, not NASA, NSA, like, let me zoom into the building.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Satellite imagery, 3D modeled. Anyway, I think it's very, very cool. And Scooter X is sharing, it looks like they did, Google, that is, kind of have a little introduction to it. Oh. So you can kind of learn. Oh, well, that ended kind of quickly. Never mind. I was hoping to see a few snippets. Anyway, very cool. That can be found just at earth.google.com/studio. earth.google.com/studio. I want to say thank you to our patrons from the bottom of my heart. Thank you guys so, so, so much for supporting our show. We really, really, really appreciate the support. Our Patreon is where people support our show every single episode. It's a community. We all hang out there. The comments on the Patreon are fantastic. And just love. I love y'all over there on Patreon. So thank you so, so, so much for your support. If you like the Gizwiz, please consider giving back. Patreon.com/Gizwiz is the place to do that. You can also head on over to gizwiz.tv. Click on the Patreon tab at the top of our website. There's a big old banner there that'll take you to Patreon, or tiny little link that'll take you to PayPal so that you can donate via PayPal if you want to donate via PayPal. I said PayPal so many times that it sounds a little weird to me now. PayPal, PayPal, PayPal. Head on over to gizwiz.tv, where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. When we are live, the website will just update with the live stream, and we will be there live. And join the chat room while you're at it. The chat room is full of fantastic folks. So much so, I couldn't say commenters before. The chat room was just on my mind. They're a great group of people who are here whenever we do a live show. And lots of people also show up for the Giz Fizz. Don't forget about the Giz Fizz. That'll happen the day before the Giz Whiz on Wednesday, an hour later, 5:30 Pacific time, 8:30 Eastern time. And head on to gizwiz.biz, it's Diggity's website, where he writes up articles about all of the gadgets that we talk about on this show. So if you ever need a reminder about a gadget or a gizmo that we cover, head on over to gizwiz.biz. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? The game show online, where you get to answer the question, what gadget is this? And I think I know. This is a new pair of shoes for the duck feet movement, you know? It's a running style. It's the duck foot run. It's supposed to burn calories. Anyway,
sounds good.
If you think you know what this is, get a guessing. Gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers. 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guessing over gizwiz.biz. That wraps up our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.